Some people take their grievances to the streets, others to the internet. In this country, several upstart companies are competing to offer bloggers the easiest way to post their thoughts online. One of these companies is called Tumblr. It's spelled without the letter E. It's been around for 4 years, and it's run by, yes, a kid barely out of college with a handful of employees. Tumblr is now home to about 20 million blogs. NPR's John Asante has this report.
Lauren Kasman is no stranger to blogging. Over the last 8 years, she's been typing away in her room, jotting down thoughts for her friends to read. When she moved to Washington, D.C. for college, she wanted to connect with others outside of her social circle.
I felt like nobody was listening, and, you know, with a blog, the whole point is to have somebody on the other end. Otherwise, you know, it's like placing a phone call to no one.
Kasman's frustration grew. She couldn't quite figure out how to connect with others. Then her friends told her about Tumblr. She created an account on Tumblr, or in this case, what's called a Tumblog. Within a day, she had 10 followers. That's people who have linked to her blog and are reading what she writes. Users can post text, images, videos, audio, and links to other websites by clicking clearly visible buttons on the top of the main screen. A lot of other people also like Tumblr. In January, the 4-year-old site had more than 7 million individual blogs. In the last 6 months, the number has nearly tripled, and Tumblr now has about the same number of bloggers as WordPress, a blogging site that's been around for 8 years.
So it's more almost like, you know, an email experience in a way, right? You know, you'll dash off an email or do a tweet or something like that because it's quick and easy. So it's kind of taking that thinking and just applying it to blogging.
Mark Coatney works at Tumblr. His job is to help media outlets like the New York Times, Newsweek, and the Huffington Post start their Tumblogs.
It kind of speaks to what I think is kind of a new and emerging thing in journalism, which is kind of talking to your audience on a peer-to-peer level, you know, as opposed to the kind of more traditional broadcast model where you put it out and people consume it.
Meanwhile, Lauren Kasman is using the dashboard to quickly pick out what's worth reading, watching, and listening to. If she likes a post and wants to save it for future reference, she can do it with a click. If Kasman wants to add her 2 cents to a conversation, she can do that too. She can either directly reply to a post or do what's called a reblog, which reposts the entry on her page.
You start to feel almost like rewarded for telling people your stories, and I think that's one of the things that allows you to get a little bit more personal.
Tumblr tries to differentiate itself from competitors by also connecting people offline in the real world. The company organizes social gatherings at coffee shops and restaurants. Kasman invited me to a meetup at a sports bar in D.C.
You're good about the refreshing thing. And letting
Tumblr is not the only company trying to offer easy-to-use blogging that makes it easy to connect with people and their blogs. Similar competitors have names like Posterous, Soup, and Jaiku. But you might wonder if people have time for a Tumblr and updating their Facebook page and posting to Twitter.
Then there's checking in on Foursquare and uploading pictures on Instagram and you name it. The answer is no.
Brian Solis works for Altimeter Group.
I think that we're learning that we're going to have to limit the number of communities where we can honestly invest a bit of ourselves in.
Analysts say at the moment, among all the competitors, Tumblr is the easiest to use. But in a fast-changing tech world, it's not easy to predict which companies will last. John Asante, NPR News, Washington.